Listening Library presents Ordinary People Change the World. I am Amelia Earhart. I am Abraham Lincoln. I am Rosa Parks and 14 Other Heroes by Brad Meltzer. Including I am Billie Jean King. I am Neil Armstrong. I am Sonia Sotomayor. I am Abraham Lincoln. I am Amelia Earhart. I am Rosa Parks. I am Albert Einstein. I am Jackie Robinson. I am Lucille Ball. I am Helen Keller. I am Martin Luther King Jr. I am George Washington. I am Jane Goodall. I am Jim Henson. I am Gandhi. I am Sacagawea, and I am Harriet Tubman. I am Billie Jean King. Read for you by Robin Miles and an ensemble cast.
I am Billie Jean King. Fair play. It's such a simple idea. In sports and in life, it means you respect the rules and treat everyone equally. But sometimes people don't want to play fair. And other times, they don't even want to let you play. But that never stopped me. I loved all sports, football, basketball, baseball. I was small and quick.
Get her!
You get her. She's too fast.
That's not very ladylike. Maybe she should take up sewing.
I don't think she's meant for sewing. You show 'em what's what, Billie Jean!
When I was little, people called me a tomboy, which is a word I still don't like. Girls can enjoy sports just as much as boys. Today, many dads encourage their daughters to play sports. But back when I was growing up, my dad was one of the first. Most important, he played equally with both me and my brother. Equal time, equal respect.
Never underestimate your opponent. You understand?
Got it. Never underestimate your opponent. Check.
Our dad was a really good athlete. In college, he used to play against Jackie Robinson.
I was so good at baseball, my dream was to be a professional player. But when I went to my first real baseball game, I noticed something.
What's wrong, Billie Jean?
There are no girls on the team, only boys. It didn't seem fair. I'd have to find another sport. Fortunately, in fifth grade, a friend asked me a question that changed my life.
Do you want to play tennis?
What's tennis?
A game where you run, jump, and hit a ball.
Those are three of my favorite things. Sure, I'll try it. My first time on the court, I had no idea what I was doing. Back then, tennis was a game played mostly by wealthy people at fancy country clubs. That wasn't my family. My mother sewed my white shorts. My racket was borrowed. Did I miss a few shots? Sure. No one is instantly an expert. Being a great player takes hard work. A few weeks later, I heard about a coach named Clyde Walker who gave free coaching on the public courts. Often, the right teacher can change your life.
Anyone know the first lesson?
Hit it hard!
Swing through!
Nope. Close the gate.
Close the gate?
So the balls don't roll away.
Coach Clyde taught me how to hold the racket, and he made tennis fun. That first afternoon, I was hooked. I had found the sport I loved. When my mom came to pick me up, I told her, I know what I want to do with my life. I'm going to be the number one tennis player in the world.
That's fine, dear.
Now I just needed the right equipment. To save money for a tennis racket, I did odd jobs around the neighborhood, like taking out people's trash and weeding their gardens. Eventually, I saved $8.29 in a mason jar. That's almost $75 today. Enough for a racket in my favorite color, purple. As a city employee, Coach Clyde traveled to a different park every day. My mom drove me for hours to get his free coaching all across Long Beach, California.
Wait, you're that girl from yesterday, at the other park.
That's me. The only way to get good is to play every day. So, what are we working on today? Mom didn't drive me because she thought I'd be rich. Back then, playing tennis didn't pay much money, especially if you were a woman. She drove me so I could do what I loved. Not everyone cheered me on. At one tournament, they wouldn't let me be in the group photo. They said I needed to wear a dress instead of shorts. They said that boys wear shorts and girls wear dresses.
Everybody say winners!
Winners!
By the time I was 12 years old at the fancy LA Tennis Club, I noticed something else. Everyone wore white, and everyone was white.
What's wrong, Billie Jean?
Where's everybody else? I wanted things to change. Tennis shouldn't be a sport only for rich white people. It should be a sport everyone can enjoy. I need to change tennis and make it more equal. If I become the number one player in the world, people will listen. Every day, I worked with Coach Clyde. I also worked at home. My brother would practice pitching baseballs, and I'd make sure my tennis serves didn't knock over any lamps. You see that shot?
You see that pitch?
Their parents really let them practice indoors?
At 15, I had to write an essay about my future. I predict that I will make it to Wimbledon by age 18, where I will lose to the number one female player.
What's Wimbledon?
It's in London. It's the biggest tennis tournament in the world. At 16, I started being coached by Alice Marble, a former number one tennis player who won 18 Grand Slam championships, which are the biggest events of all.
There you go, Billie Jean. Swing all the way through.
She convinced me I could win and made me realize how many strong women in sports had come before me. I was part of something bigger than just myself. Soon, a new thing also started happening.
Billie Jean wins! Billie Jean wins!
With Coach Alice, I went from number 19 in the country to number 4. By age 17, I made it all the way to Wimbledon. We won the women's doubles title, which is when you play tennis with a partner. We were the youngest team to ever do it.
Billie Jean and Karen Hance win!
We couldn't afford to go to the big Wimbledon celebration ball, but we enjoyed the victory. As I started college, I was ranked number 3 in the country, but my school still didn't give me a scholarship.
Sorry, there are no scholarships for girls.
Wait a minute. I'm one of the lowest-ranked people on the tennis team, and I have a full scholarship. She's the best player on campus, and one of the best in the world, and she gets nothing? That's not fair.
This is Larry. He always wanted men and women to be treated equally. I married him a few years later. Over the years, even as my career moved forward, people still didn't treat women equally. When a man won a tournament, he'd get a big check. When a woman won the same tournament, she was paid much less.
That's not fair.
When a man won, the reporters would ask him questions about the match. When a woman won, they'd ask,
"Are you planning to have children soon, Billie Jean?"
Are those new glasses, Billie Jean?
Did you change your hair, Billie Jean?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?